filmmaker Wendy Jo Carlton is here to talk about her new feature film, Good Kisser, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Wendy Jo.
Hello there. I'm happy to be talking with you.
Tell us about Good Kisser.
Well, Good Kisser is my new feature film, just released on May 19th on Apple and Amazon, and it is a drama and a comedy. I guess people like the word dramedy. I don't know why I don't love that term, but it's a romantic story about a lesbian menage a trois taking place all over one night in Seattle when couple Kate and Jenna decide to open it up to a third woman and see how it goes.
What was your inspiration for telling this story?
My inspiration for writing Good Kisser, I think, stems from my own experience falling in love with women, but also wanting to write about the human experience, what it feels like to fall in love, but also to fall in lust. And I wanted it to be a story that's sex positive without necessarily calling it that. It's just watching these women enjoy each other's company and what magnetic attraction and chemistry, how exciting and life-affirming that can feel like, even if it doesn't work out well in many cases in our lives, but often does. So, you know, it's about lust and it's about chemistry between people and these particular women. It's also about trusting yourself, learning to trust yourself.
What do you hope to accomplish with this film?
I would hope that viewers of Good Kisser will enjoy the ride. I hope to entertain viewers and people while telling the story about love and misconnections, misunderstandings, and assumptions. I would hope to not just entertain, but inspire folks, especially if they're queer-identified, lesbian-identified, to relate to a story on screen we're still not seeing that much of, you know, grown women falling for each other and enjoying each other's company, but also their mental connection, you know, how we can be intellectually attracted to other people, too. So I guess I hope that folks will enjoy it, enjoy themselves, and relate to it.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
What I would like to accomplish with my film work, I guess my storytelling work, is to inspire and to whoever comes to it as a viewer or a reader is enjoying themselves and feel seen and see themselves.
You live in Seattle. How are you dealing with social distancing and stay-home orders dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, living in Seattle and the pandemic, you know, rearing its head, is one of the first urban hotspots in the United States. So for me personally, it's been challenging a little bit with being depressed just with the realities of the world and seeing people, especially, you know, older folks and doctors and nurses getting sick. And, you know, a lot of death is very depressing, especially so suddenly, you know, in a global level and a local level. So personally, it's been sad and disheartening. But the more there is proper testing and contact tracing, you know, the more hope I feel for, you know, people are seem to really understand, at least in my neighborhood and Seattle in general, understand the social distancing importance, the 6 to 8 feet, walking down the street, everyone's wearing masks most of the time, and then if not, you know, we're crossing the street, we're ahead of each other. You know, at least people are adhering to, it's just common sense, you know, scientific fact that we have to do this to beat this virus.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially dealing with this pandemic?
If LGBTQ teens are having a particularly hard time during the pandemic, even more so if they're struggling with social acceptance or wondering about their identity or being picked on, I guess what first comes to my mind is I would want to say, you don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You don't have to ask permission to feel what you feel and be who you are. And in terms of getting through the day, you know, try to break things down into smaller parts, you know, hours of the day and then the day itself. Reach out for help if you just want to talk and about how you're feeling or what you're worried about, because it's a scary time to be human, let alone LGBTQ, and you're young. So it's kind of a double whammy for some folks if you don't have a lot of support. So luckily, with technology, we do have more online support and programs and counseling that teens can reach out for. And then I find personally what helps me sometimes is just writing, you know, a journal, not online and not on a computer, but with my own hand. There's something very therapeutic and calming about, you know, the brain and the body, the physiology of writing by hand in a journal, and then your own unique handwriting. You can see, almost literally see yourself reflected in your handwriting, let alone what you're writing about. So I would strongly encourage folks to do daily journaling.
How can people get information about Good Kisser?
Well, luckily, we have a lovely website called goodkissermovie.com, and at goodkissermovie.com, there's all the links for watching the film. It's now out, and I'm very excited about it and proud of it. It's on Apple TV and Amazon Prime, Google Play, and Vudu and Fandango Now. And all those links are on goodkissermovie.com. And if folks want to see pictures of the making of the movie and more photos of the cast and crew, you can follow our Good Kisser Movie page on Facebook and Good Kisser Movie on Instagram.
What other projects are you working on?
Right now I'm working on a couple projects for 2020. I hope to finish a rough draft of a novel I've been working on called Start Telling Everybody. And essentially a story about death and when someone unexpectedly dies at the beginning of the story, what people come together when they attend a funeral but they didn't know each other before, and an unlikely friendship that comes through that. There's queer characters there as well in that book. So I'm working on that. And then film-wise, almost done with a screenplay for a story called Slipknot. One word is Slipknot, and it's about a middle-aged lesbian woman who is a musician. She's a cellist, and the movie begins with her partner dying suddenly, and she's finds herself homeless for a couple months because she's kicked out by the people who own the building, and suddenly finds herself not only middle-aged female, but she is a woman of color, and so we kind of follow her as she every day is sorting out her problem and sometimes sleeping in a car and sometimes sleeping in someone else's house. But it's not completely sad. It's also about friendships she makes and unlikely heroes, people who help you out in a pinch. I like writing those stories.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think a question that it would be awesome to hear once in a while is, how can we help fund your next project, or how can we help filmmakers, independent filmmakers, get your next project made? And it's definitely more and more difficult, even pre-pandemic, for films to get made with independent voices because it's a very expensive medium with a lot of people involved to do well. And I would say support film by definitely, you know, when people are doing online funding campaigns, but also you can give to arts organizations. Like in Seattle, Northwest Film Forum is a great nonprofit that if you wanted to contribute $100 or $1,000 to a specific project, you can give it to Northwest Film Forum, and then they pass it on to me for, like, Slipknot would be my next project. And then it's a win-win because it's tax deduction for the giver, and then it helps me make my next movie.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
You know, I think I have a rotating list of mantras for myself in difficult times. I think one thing I will say to myself is, it's okay to feel sad, and it's also okay to feel good. And what that means to me is sometimes I can get so used to having, you know, friction, tension, or anxiety in my life that I go looking for the next thing to be anxious about because I'm used to that. So I'll just do some breathing exercises, which really helps, breathing from the belly, slow, long exhale, and say, you know what, I feel pretty good today. It's okay for me to feel good. I don't need to feel anxious or worried or bad, you know, about myself or the world. It's not going to help, you know. I can help myself and others by actually showing joy and experiencing joy, too. And part of how I get there is I dance and sing, and that I feel kind of immediately hopeful. So I guess part of my mantra on difficult days or moments is, you know, dance anyway. Dance to the other side.